Talk to me. Samantha, how was your week? I don't know, Dad, it was kind of tough. Billy and Ellen broke up, and Ellen's kind of mad at me because she saw me talking to Billy in the cafeteria. And you remember that sculpture I was working on? Well, it was a unicorn, and the horn broke off, so now it's a zebra, okay? But I still think I'm going to get an A, right? Mason, how was your week? Well, Dad, you know, it's kind of tough. Joey's kind of a jerk. Actually, he stole some cigarettes from his mom. He wanted me to smoke them, but I said no because I knew what a hard time you had quitting smoking, Dad. How about that? Is that so hard?
Dad, these questions are kind of hard to answer.
What is so hard to answer about what sculpture are you making?
It's abstract.
Okay. Okay, that's good. See? That's I didn't know that. I didn't know you were even interested in abstract art.
I'm not. They make us do it.
But, Dad, I mean, why is it all on us, though? You know, what about you? How was your week? You know, who do you hang out with? Do you have a girlfriend? What have you been up to?
I see your point. So we should just let it happen more naturally, right? That's what you're saying. Okay, that's what we'll do. Starting now.
Top five movie.
The Boat That Rocked.
That to me is more of a cheat.
I guess. No, but you see, that's as much a cheat as High Fidelity, because that movie is also
about music.
Yeah.
So they get to cheat and play all the music they want.
The Michael Jackson experience.
It's like, exactly. It's like me saying, you know, Searching for Sugar Man is, like, it's hard. But yeah.
The Lion King.
So this week, we got to sit down and watch Richard Linklater's 12-year exes.
Whoa. Hi and welcome.
You guys mock me for 6 years straight doing that intro.
We love you though.
And now you are criticizing me for skipping over one time.
It doesn't feel right without those intros.
So hi, welcome guys. This is the Idea Movie Podcast. We've done this for more than 200 episodes and we still find ways to entertain ourselves.
We're real dumb guys.
So yes, once again, let me try this one more time. This week, we sat down and we finally got around to seeing one of the movies that has been lauded this year.
Yep.
Richard Linklater's 12-year project of Boyhood. We follow the Boyhood. Damon is like, no, don't do it. We follow this youngster over a span of 12 years, from the age of
his childhood,
from the age of 5 to right up to he gets to college, 25. So like 18. Even though 5 and 12 make 17, I don't know math very well. Douglas, you picked this movie, and you, of the three of us, are probably the most invested Linklater fan.
Maybe, I don't know
that very much.
I don't know about that. I mean, well, no. Well,
sounds like a lie.
You know what? I kind of agree with you in a sense, because I think you guys are more before fans than Linklater fans, but I really do love his other stuff.
I'll talk a little bit about that in a moment. You tell me how you felt about this movie, because you've been looking forward to it for a while.
Yes, I have been, because actually, like, I remember the first time I heard about this movie, and it was probably about 2007. And it was around the time when I was really, or maybe even a little bit before that, but it was around the time when I really got into the Before movies, and I was like, ooh, I love these movies, and oh my goodness, he's doing more things. And so so from then, I've been waiting for this, and finally it came out. Of course, it didn't come out here. It didn't come out in Jamaica because it's, you know, it doesn't happen.
It took 12 years to make. Jamaica just wasn't on board. They were like, that sounds like a long movie. We're not doing that.
Exactly. And finally, we got to watch it. And I was a little disappointed because I think the copy that we watched, it's broken because I didn't see Julie Delpy anywhere in this movie. Mm-hmm.
He even gets married to a different lady. Yeah, like, oh, you know,
I don't understand. It doesn't make
sense. You mean like Marvel contract. Cinematic Universe of Richard Linklater. You are sorely disappointed.
Exactly. But no, on a serious note, I think this movie is... I know that you watched Mike Lee's version of this movie.
Spikey?
No, I think it was Mike Lee, right?
No. Winterbottom.
Winterbottom's
movie, Everyday.
Yeah.
Which only lasted 5 years.
Yeah.
Richard Linklater wins if we measure this in length of how the project went. My movie only did 5 years.
Yeah. So this is not, you know, this is not the only movie that has done this, but I think the fact that this guy has gone to this extent and has really, you know, committed is something spectacular in and of itself. Right. And I think I was actually really surprised by how well, and I guess, you know, we can start, this is kind of started to talk about the list side of things, but how well these children acted who really aren't actors, right? The daughter is Linklater's daughter, you told me. And the son, I was looking up while we were watching it, is only in like 5 movies. And Or 4 movies, and there's like documentaries in there or something. So these aren't really, or don't seem to me to be like trained or, well, you know, actors who act for a living normally. And the movie, it's long, but at no point did I ever feel like, you know, come on, let's get on with it. I never felt like I was outside of the story trying to just waiting for it to end. What did kind of put me like bring me back into reality every once in a while though was, and you can say this is good or bad, was I felt that Ethan Hawke in this movie, first of all, he wasn't in it enough, god damn it, but seriously, he
was the only one who was a working actor.
No, he wasn't.
Everyone else was just like, yeah, sure.
Patricia Arquette.
What is she in?
Medium.
Actually, I was thinking half, like, towards the end of the movie, like, at this point, she must have been on Boardwalk Empire.
She's 5'2", that's impossible.
Yo, some of those guys are real small. But, yeah, Ethan Hawke, when he acted in that movie, he seemed to me he was Jesse again.
Yeah, he was the same,
you know,
character pretty much.
Yeah, but I don't think it was because he was the same character. I think it was just probably the nature of the film, because the Before trilogy, the Before movies are very much, or at least the way I view them, is they're, you know, they're kind of improvised to some extent. I almost feel like those people, as much as, you know, they're telling a story and they are these characters, share a lot, especially in gestures and the way they move and the way they speak, with the actors themselves. And I wonder if, because of the way this movie was made, you know, you have to kind of work for maybe a couple of weeks or a month in 1 year and then skip to another year. And so maybe the story isn't fully fleshed out, that there may have been a lot of that aspect of filmmaking in this movie as well. Right. But that kind of, it wasn't necessarily a bad thing for me, but it pulled me out of the movie a couple of times. And I was like, it's Jesse. What's happening? But overall, I this is the type of movie where I think I need to watch it again. And I feel like it's one of those movies where the more I watch it, the more I love it, and the more things that I'll find to latch onto. You know, I think this coming of age story. It's cool. It shows, you know, I like that they didn't focus on the people that you think they'd focus on. In my mind, this is another movie with Ethan Hawke. When I started out hearing about this movie, when I started watching this movie. But you realize real quick that it is not, right? Ethan Hawke is actually in maybe, what, like 5 scenes? He's not a major player, right? Patricia Arquette is actually a pretty major player. But even then, she doesn't feel like she's the focus. She doesn't feel like she's at the center of the heart of the story. The heart of the story really is the boy, which I guess is why they called it Boyhood. And, you know, I kind of enjoyed it. I feel like I've only hit the tip of the iceberg with my enjoyment, but I like this movie.
So, you want to go or me?
Sounds like both of you guys are about to just
throw that shit from space.
So first, let me say I like this movie. But I don't think I see it as like this amazing piece of work that mm-hmm. I think a good amount of people were touting it to be. But I think this is more like in the way I understand Richard Linklater's work. And leaving out some of the more populous, is that the right word?
Popular
films. Sorry, the more mainstream films that he's made. Like, of course, The School of Rocks, right? Leaving those out of the way mm-hmm. and looking at more of the films that I feel are patented Linklater movies. And I want to talk about two specifically. Slacker
mm-hmm.
and Waking Life.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Which are essentially the same movie.
It is. And here lies the thing, right? I saw Slacker with you, like, yeah. I think was it, like, at the beginning of this year or something like that. And I saw Waking Life for the first time around a month or two ago.
Oh, really? Okay.
Like, it was a movie that I had heard about, and I think I made, maybe I'd seen a couple of clips,
mm-hmm.
but I never really watched it.
By the way, also has Jesse
yes,
and
Celine. Yes, it does. So when I watched Slacker earlier this year with you, I didn't want to say I liked it or mm-hmm. I enjoyed it, because the thing about that movie is that it feels like it goes at a million miles an hour.
Yep.
And I like a lot of movies that do that. But more to the point, it never quite has a focus point. You never know where you are in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, when I try to describe it like succinctly, the sentence I like to come up with thinking about a movie is it feels like a stream of consciousness. It feels as if Linklater, for like 10 years of his life, was writing down in a notebook, idea one, idea two, idea three, like a conversationalist, because that's what most of his movies are. They're just rambling conversations like that you would have with all of your friends in college, where you're like, and there are a lot of these in Boyhood, where they're like, the world isn't like this, man, the world is kind of, it's a conspiracy, and we need to think of these in broader ideological ways. And I like those thoughts. I like those conversations. It's the same reason why we like a lot of the Before movies. It's a lot of the conversations. But it never quite always means something when it comes into storytelling and movie making. So Slacker felt lacking in that manner, but it was still an interesting experiment. Then came Waking Life. And have you seen Waking Life, Damien? No, you haven't. Do you care?
I don't think Damien should watch Waking Life. I feel like he will just want to burn all of Linklater's movies.
Waking Life.
I know enough about myself and Linklater that it's never going to happen.
Waking Life is a movie which pretty much confirmed my feelings on Slacker, which is that when it does the exact same thing for the first like hour, where it's just a stream, where it's just like moving from one
conversation
to another.
I love that music in the first scene, by the way, the orchestra music.
Yeah. And then he starts to question what he's experiencing at that point in time, because more than Slacker, where we're actually seeing this handoff from character to character, we have one main character in Waking Life.
Mm-hmm.
And you see these stream of thoughts, and then you start to see him questioning whether he's alive or whether he's awake and all this stuff and what he's feeling. And it confirms all of those feelings I had for Slacker, which is that Linklater was trying to create a movie about consciousness, about thought. And I goddamn love Waking Life. I think
really?
I think it's a really interesting movie. And I think if you're looking for a movie to understand Richard Linklater as someone who wants to make stories, mm-hmm. that is the movie you focus on. Mm-hmm. Better yet, double feature.
What you should do is watch the before movies and go to sleep.
And waking light. Now, thinking about that in the context of mm-hmm. Boyhood, mm-hmm. right? Damon is like, I'm just trying really hard not to say he hates this movie.
You guys are going
extra mile. This one.
I want to hear it.
Boyhood, I feel, mm-hmm. is another example of Linklater doing this same thing, where he's doing these conversational moments, these ideological moments of Jesse talking to his children and talking about protection for they're old enough that he wants to talk to them about sex. And at the same time, you see him kind of chatting up this girl, where you're like, that looks kind of weird. Those moments where we see Mason, the child, have a conversation with his peers, where they're all drinking at a cabin, and they're playing with power tools, and you're sitting there worrying about him. This movie does a lot more than Waking Life and than
Slacko
in the realm of building a character narrative, right? And at the same time, I feel the narrative is almost unrecognizable and unnecessary for you to enjoy this movie. Very much like a lot of other Linklater movies, including the Before films, this movie pays more attention to you investing in the characters
mm-hmm.
and wanting to see them... Actually, I take that back. It's not wanting to see them become something. It's just being interested in seeing them, right? In the Before movies, even though at the end of it you kind of stare there and you're like, they get together, right? They stay together, right? They get married, right? At the end of each of those movies, you just are happy you spend time with them to begin with. And that's kind of what I felt with Boyhood. I was happy I spent time with this boy. I was happy I spent time, Damon is like, you just said a sentence you shouldn't say. I was happy I spent time with his family to see this kind of world that this child lives in. I think if we were to pick out the strongest moments of this movie, it's peak Linklater. I feel if we were to look at the weakest moments of this movie, it's probably the weakest I've seen this version of Linklater. At the same time, I still think it's a good movie. I think it's something that I'd be happy to go through again. I'd be happy to watch, and I'd be interested in watching and thinking about in that vein of Waking Life and Before movies and such. But I don't think if someone were to ask me, like, to list my top three Linklater movies, this one wouldn't come up.
Well, that's because it would be
Before Sunrise. I'm counting those as one movie. I'm counting those as one movie in my head.
You don't seem to realize it, Andrew. As much as I'm a Linklater fan, there is a reason why I'm a Linklater fan, and it's because of Before.
No, it's
Before
because of Bernie.
Before. Bernie.
He made Bernie.
He did. I forgot about
that. That's another
school
great one.
Dazed and Confused.
School and
Dazed
Rock.
And Confused.
Yeah, Dazed and Confused is a great movie. School of Rock is horrendously bad, though. And I finally got
on. Me and Orson Welles?
I didn't mind that movie when I watched it the first time.
I still haven't watched that one.
I still haven't finished that movie. But
so Damien,
that's probably
Damien,
an indicator.
You heard Douglas and I just
wax philosophical
over this piece of art.
About lesser Linklater and greater Linklater.
Damien, how does this work for you?
All right.
Because we know you don't like hippie music, so we took you to Texas again.
So I enjoyed Days on Confused.
Bernie.
I enjoy Before Sunrise.
Just say before.
I enjoy
so get
School of Rock. I enjoy Before Sunset. I enjoy Bernie. I enjoy Before Midnight. Everything that is not one of those movies. I think you're pretty bad. Boyhood is 3 hours. This is the first knock against the movie. It is 3 hours. As much as I'd like to say, I appreciate the craft in him sitting down for 12 years, however he got to wrangle these people, and, you know, coming up with a story, or if he didn't have a story, just coming up with situations and then weaving all of that into one coherent story is impressive to me. That is not true at all. I am not impressed by anything about this movie. The only thing that I would have wanted out of this movie is for him to tell the story from Patricia Arquette's side. I think, what's the boy's name?
Mason.
Right. I think he is the, if I had a son like him, I'd kick him in the face. I do not like this character at all. I do not sympathize. I do not empathize. There's no, every time he speaks, especially as he gets older, it irritates the life out of me. He is the worst human.
So, but don't we think that of every child?
No.
He is at this point in my life, almost any teenager I come into contact with, I hate.
Like, the name of this movie should be The Pursuit of Happiness 2, and it should be Patricia Arquette's story. She is the only truly sad person that is in. She's the only person that you can feel anything for in this movie. She's had a shitty life, and she's had to, like, she had to struggle in order to get these children to where they are, and it turns out they're shitty kids. They're the absolute worst. And I did not enjoy spending any time with this young man. And the movie is 100% me spending time with him. I did not enjoy any of it. I know that there's parallels to be drawn between this and the Before series in terms of how the conversations are structured, but it is the content that is in those conversations that where the giant chasm lies. I've had conversations that have been in the Before series. I've had them with real people. Human beings have never said anything that these children have said ever. Only Linklater said, and if he knows people like this, I'd like him to notify the authorities and have them shot on sight. Because they're evil, horrible people. Don't like this movie. Anything about this movie. What Douglas said about Fury is what I feel about this movie. I was bored so many times watching this movie. What got me through the 3 hours is reminding myself who made this movie. And that is never a good sign. That is the... Where do you find yourself going? Like, picking up other things instead of watching the movie. And then going, no, Damien. Just remember who did this. There must be something in here.
The man who made Bernie.
The man what made Bernie. And School of Rock made this movie. There has to be something there. There's never any. The only part of the movie that I was on board with was when he was breaking up with his first girlfriend or whatever she was. And she's like, dating this jock is better than being around you moping asshole all day ever. Like, oh, finally! So the movie understands that he's the worst. And then the movie just goes, no. No. And by the end of the movie, they're like, no, it's the girl who has the problem. Nuh-uh. You're the one with him. He's a mopey bitch for the entire... I don't like him. I don't like the movie. Sure, shit, I'm not planning. This is the first Linklater film that I've seen that I've immediately gone, I'm never watching this again. Ever again. There's just nothing there for me. As I get older, I will not appreciate anything that is in this movie. So, like this movie, Andrew said it earlier, the technical side of this movie is impressive as shit. None of that matters because I'm bored to tears watching it. 3 hours, and when the movie ended, I just went, fuck this movie. And then came here. And then watch you guys pretend like there's something. You couldn't even find it. You're like, when I watch this movie again, I think there's something that I like. And Andrew went all the way around the world. I appreciate this movie. None of you have used the word enjoy at any point. So,
I think I used it once.
Nope. No.
Did I?
I was listening.
I made a mistake. I was listening.
I was listening to both of you to see if one of you went, I really enjoyed watching it. No, at no point did any of you say, well, Tim, roll back the tape.
Okay, anyway, hold on. So you're finished, Damon?
I don't like this movie. Is like, this movie is like a hard, this is a strong one.
Okay. Alright, cool. So hold on. Wait a second.
Yes.
Just a little bit of silence. Uh-huh. Andrew, I agree with everything that you just said. This movie is really good, right? And I don't know why Damien... Exactly. I don't know why Damien didn't have anything to say about this film.
Why did Damien leave right after the first... He was late forward.
We recorded a fancy podcast today. We did that last week, didn't we?
Yeah.
We predicted the night crawling of us.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's
right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Who knew?
Douglas has picked two movies in a row.
Yeah.
That I detest.
Wow.
This.
An underground.
Fucking underground.
Well, guess what?
He's
your pick
on
this
a
week.
Roll.
It's your pick this week.
He's on a goddamn roll.
And if we don't get our roles. If we don't get our tolls, we don't get our rolls.
If you don't pay your tolls, then we can't eat no rolls.
I'll say something that I found out this week that put a giant smile on my face. I was rewatching Desperado because, of course.
Oh, that movie.
And I realized Quentin Tarantino is in that
movie. Yes, I love that. One of my favorite moments in that movie. I love that story, that joke.
I didn't know that.
Isn't he the pissing joke?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand when I watched Desperado.
Oh, of course.
In my childhood, I had no idea what a Tarantino was.
Of course. Me
either. And so when the movie was starting and I saw Quentin Tarantino, I went, wait, what? And then when I saw him in the movie, I went, ah, him! Ah, this movie's better. I love Tarantino. Right, this movie's terrible.
If we thought you were coming around to this movie, no, you weren't.
And he'll always have the before. Trilogy. Like, he's probably going to make more.
Do you like Dazed and Confused?
Yeah.
It's okay.
Even though I don't love it.
I do not love that movie. I also don't love School of Rock.
School of Rock is horseshit. But,
they're fun, okay movies.
Matthew McConaughey?
What about him?
Let's not. I do want to say officially follow records. Uh-huh. Someone else is here and he'll debate me. Every day is better than this.
Well, I don't know. I haven't watched it.
Wait. Is every day the...
The Winterbottom film.
Oh, no. I don't see. What's the Soko movie?
Oh, Bling Ring or something
There was one that she made that was horrendous.
Oh, Nowhere. Somewhere.
That's
yeah.
the one you hate the
yeah.
most. Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord. Why would I bring that to you again?
I just remember. I'm like, wait. Is somewhere that shitty? No, it was. No. It's not. Next week is my pick.
Yes.
And I'll rectify.
I'm
going to
do a full episode next week.
I'll rectify a lot of things with my pick.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pick a decent movie for once.
So...
Will you pick it by accident again?
Oh, no.
I always love that story. Where he picked
Lisa Grass?
No.
No, that was you. That was you. That one I love.
Yeah. He picked The Lives of Others. So that I would hate
that
movie.
One. Yes.
And then I fucking loved it.
Oh no, I'm not. My days of trying to comprehend this. You know? I am just going to pick incredible movies that I think neither of you have seen. So that I can keep watching good movies instead of doing exactly what you're forcing me to do. Watch back.